A lot of people are now coming on, and this is another Reddit post, and I love these, about people who are having these possible super spreader events.
Right.
And we're stupid. We're sheep, right? We are sheep.
Sheeple.
Garth Brooks came out and said, listen, right. I'm not doing my concert tours because I feel responsible for people showing up to my shows.
Right.
And they're not thinking right. They're insane without saying that his fans are insane base. But I know that if I have a show at a stadium, 70,000 people are going to show up and someone's going to get COVID that normally probably wouldn't get it because they're not. And so I feel responsible for that. So I'm no longer doing my tour. I'll do it later. Now, Garth is young enough. He's got time left in the can. He can do those things, knock on wood. So this woman gets married last weekend.
Okay.
And she is facing a slew of criticism after calling her wedding the best day of our lives, which is no big deal. But evidently, a slew of her guests at her wedding caught COVID. She was blasted for her insensitive tone following an admission that the virus had spread amongst the attendees during the communal event. It was shared online on Reddit, where critics were riled up at the crass tone of the celebratory message. She said, 1 week ago was the best day of our lives,
okay.
And despite the absolute mess of COVID spreading, I would relive it again and again. She wasn't talking about reliving people getting COVID. She was talking about reliving her day. A little insensitive, I agree.
It's not insensitive, it's stupid.
She goes on to say, I'm so very sorry to anyone that caught COVID, but keep reminding ourselves that one, we broke no rules as there were no restrictions. Two, we didn't force anyone to go. And three, it was everyone's personal choice. She's right. She's right. And she's right on one, two, and three. Not something she probably needed to stick in the face of someone who got COVID. Some people have made us feel guilty for what happened, but this was nothing we anticipated. We point no fingers as we knew the risk going in. People then came out and said, she said, all we care about is that no one was terribly sick. Here's a spending our
nobody was terribly sick yet.
Here's a spending our first 2 weeks of marriage quarantining away from one another and praying God will give us the miracle that we don't get sick ourselves. And then people started coming out and just hammering on her. People are just now starting to get sick from the illness that could potentially kill them.
Yes.
They caught it, and it's my irresponsible event. Tee hee hee. Another person had nothing we anticipated. Knew this was a risk. All righty then.
Yeah.
Another person replied, those two lines made my blood boil. For almost 2 years now, weddings have been major super spreaders. Why didn't you put it off?
Yep.
To which she responded, we've been putting it off for 2 years. We finally decided to have the wedding.
Because we have to live our lives, Tony.
And then someone said, Jesus, the one that the couple had in Maine where eight people died, and eight people who died weren't even guests at the wedding. They just got it from people who did attend the wedding.
Oh, my God.
This is another one of those situations where, if you're going to, listen, this is the devil, right? This is a situation where I'm trying to think of some type of analogy where you're inviting someone to something where they can get seriously injured. Yeah. Maybe it's jumping out of an airplane or climbing a mountain or some risk-taking type of thing.
Throwing event.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, we're going to have this event, and you maybe you sign a disclaimer. I rode a bull once, and dislocated my shoulder and broke my hand. I signed disclaimers saying if I got hurt, and I did it for ratings, but I knew the risk involved. I understand she didn't handle it well.
No, and I understand.
She looks like she's being incredibly selfish, and by sitting there saying I'd do it again and again, well, most people who just got married would do it again and again, we know. But she could be a lot more sensitive towards the guests that were at their wedding saying, man, I understand there was a super spreader concept going on during our wedding, and I'm super sorry about it, and I hope you all feel well. Thank you for attending, period.
Not even that. I mean, again, you're right. It is.
But people need to.
It's 100%. The way she handled it absolutely just tanked it.
Yeah.
And we don't know, like anything, we don't know the backstory. So we don't know if she said, look, you're all invited. We're not going to ask if you're vaccinated or not. Now, let me tell you, because this is happening. And I'm thinking about my wife and some of the public speaking that she does.
Mm-hmm.
She requires in her presentations that if you're going to attend in person, you are to be either vaccinated
mm-hmm.
or masked, and everybody is socially distant whether you've been vaccinated or not. That's how she does her public events. That's okay. how she feels most comfortable. So what's interesting about that is you could go and say, we're getting married. There may be people here who are not vaccinated. We're not going to ask. Again, I wouldn't do that. I would ask all my folks to be back. What's interesting to me is, was there social distancing?
Mm-hmm.
Was there masks required? I went to a wedding before there was a vaccination. And it was very simple the way they handled it. And I thought, welcome to merch. Mm-hmm. Here's exactly what they did. We're having our wedding. It's going to be outside. There will be masks given out as you walk in. And the masks had the name of the bride and the groom. You know?
Nice. With the date on it.
It's like going to a bar mitzvah and you have the thing. Okay, but, nice. But they separated everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, people were separated. And my point is, there was risk going, but they made it so that if you went, there was much more minimal risk. We don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
I hope that what happened was that's what she did and something went terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And to your point, and I'll play the other side of this. If someone invited me to a wedding right now and I wasn't assured of a lot of things, socially distanced, masks, demonstration that you've been vaccinated, any or all of those,
yeah.
I simply would do. I'd be like, "Hey, love you.
Yeah,
love you, but I can't.
Well, you're different."
But that's...
some people are like that. But you are different. I mean, you are to the T.
I'm fine.
And you haven't gotten COVID because of that. I haven't either. But
that's what I mean.
We are followers, and we look at other people. We do it when we go in stores.
Yeah,
you've done it.
Yeah,
I've done it. You go in, and if no one's wearing a mask, you feel like, okay, this must be okay. This must be all right. We're separating. I'm going to keep my distance. But if I went to church this past Sunday where there was maskless about a month and a half ago, and now half the congregation is wearing masks. So I took my mask in. We were separated. I told my kids, mask up. It looks like whether it's because they weren't vaccinated. But I followed, and I wasn't a leader there. Sorry. But again, a lot of people don't want to wear a mask because they don't want to be looked upon as an unvaccinated person because some people look at that as a schmuck. It's all about, you got to do what's right for you. My point is if you're going to a wedding, there is a risk.
Absolutely.
Wherever you're going, whether it's a concert, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, whatever it is, if you're going to be around a lot of people, and of course, there's a lot of hugging and kissing, congratulations, shaking hands through the line, the whole nine yards, then we got to be responsible ourselves. She handled it wrong.
She handled it completely wrong.
She didn't need to mention there's no restrictions and all that crap because, gee, thanks. You know, I feel like hell, thanks. I hope you have a wonderful life. Screw you.
Yeah.
That's true.
But to your point.
In a lot of cases, when you're mad at someone else, it's because you didn't do something right. It's your own insecurities. You're thinking, you know, I was a dumbass. I wasn't vaccinated and I should have known better. But she didn't need to poke the snake and stuff it down your throat.
And then there's no restrictions. I mean, again, that's a red flag. Somebody says, someone invited me to a wedding. And listen, if it's this scenario, hey, we're having a wedding. It's going to be inside. Mm-hmm. No mask required. You know, you can wear a mask because this is the new political line. You can wear a mask if you like, but there'll be no mask required. It's going to be inside. We're not going to ask if you're vaccinated or not. That's a personal choice. And we'll do our best to socially distance, but it is. If that's the setup and let's, if it's me, I'm out. But let's say you go and you're like, crap, this is, you know, this thing, people are kissing and hugging and there's no mask. Then if it's me, I'd go, hey, love y'all. This is a little risky for me. And I walk out.
Yeah.
I mean, we are at that point now where you either do the courteous thing. And even if you don't, and to me, this is the part where I get into this. The whole thing, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in the vaccination. I don't believe. If you want a bunch of people at your wedding, there may be a lot of people who, that's what they need to go to your wedding.
Yeah, you'd probably get better gifts if you just said, hey, listen, you know, there's these super spreader things and I'm inviting. I would invite like 500 people to my wedding knowing that.
I would
lay it out going, listen, we're expecting a lot of people there and I know there's this COVID thing going on. So, you know, I certainly understand if you just want to send an RSVP.
Here's the link to where we're registered.
Here's the link to where we're registered. You'd probably wrap up, right? Because people are like, I ain't going to something with 500 people and there's no restrictions.
Cut down on the cost of the wedding.
Just send them a gift and tell them we're good.
Cut down on the cost of the wedding.
Exactly.
Hey, I know we thought there would be 500, but there's only 20. Yeah. So the 10, whatever, the $15 or $17 per person meal now becomes less. We're doing so, I mean, for all the things that we're doing right, we're doing so many dumb things. I'm not talking about the super spreader event. Why would you say that?
It is amazing. And again, we don't want to get into the whole, because it's just goes on and on and on.
By the way, do you see what you're doing to me?
What's that?
Come on. You do.
Yeah. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders making the team channel has been on my TV for like a week and a half.
And they're doing,
it's just 24 hours. Look, it's fantastic. It's great. So if we're looking over the camera, that's what we're looking at. No, I mean, it's, again, we got to be responsible for each other. And what's unfortunate about this situation, and we're seeing it with kids too, and again, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole because people are tired of talking about it. But now there's kids in school that are getting COVID because they don't do mask mandates. And I saw some girl with Down syndrome who's now in critical care because she was doing all the right things and her classmates weren't, and so blah, blah. But we are followers, and kids are very impressionable. And so if they're in a classroom with kids with no mask on, they're probably not going to wear a mask, even if we say wear your mask. So it doesn't really matter. But it is amazing how we follow. You know, we could be leaders and we could sit there and say, I'm doing this and this, and I'm going to do the right thing. And then when you see a group of people that aren't doing those things, you're like, man, it must be okay. Because
so interesting.
We do that in restaurants all the time.
Well, and I'm not going the rabbit hole, but what you just said is really interesting, because sort of from a political-ish standpoint, people who are doing these things, wearing the mask, getting the vaccination, they're the sheeple, right? They're the sheeple. But if you think about it, if you're anti-vaccination, if you're anti-mask or stuff, you're a sheeple. You're as sheeple as the sheeple.
What's a sheeple?
Sheep-like. We're sheep.
Oh, sheep. Oh,
right.
Oh.
But so it's typically, look at you. You're just following everybody else by getting the vaccine. No, I know. But what I'm saying is it's essentially two camps of sheeple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting a vaccination because look at all these people not getting the vaccination, and it's not right. And you're a sheeple. You're as sheeple as the people who are.
Yeah.
And then the personal choice thing, and the last thing is this, the personal choice, of course, is a personal choice because we've not mandated it. And to your point, we've not even mandate would be we're coming to your house and we're jabbing you.
Yeah. Well, the late night hours for your 16, 17, 18-year-old kid. What time do I need to be home? Yep. What time do you think you need to be home?
Right.
One. I'll tell you what. You go out and have a good time. Yep. We'll see what time you get home, and we'll see if we're on the same page.
Yep.
Now, most parents don't do that. They sit there and say, be home by midnight or be home by 11
o'clock. That's very psychological.
It's, you know, there is a time when you expect your kids to be home based on your knowledge of them, who they hang out with, and everything else. And then we have allowed people in this country to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to allow you to figure this out yourself, even from a state to a city ordinance. And we're not going to mandate these things, but we highly recommend you. I talked about our CCD classes at church.
Yeah.
We're not going to mandate you wear a mask, but don't be a dumbass. Wear a mask, okay? That's what the guy said. Just do the right thing. Because if you want your kids to spend an extra hour at church and to learn about Jesus Christ, then do the right thing so we can get... And then it's funny because all these parents are pitching and moaning about their kids, you know, oh, great, we're not doing virtual now. Now my kids are home again. Well, guess what? You're the one that didn't put a mask in their bag when they went to school. So, I mean, that's what you get. So, it goes both ways, and I certainly understand that, but it's kind of bizarre.